that's not even on there. They're up even about 40%. Gasoline is up at least 40%. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Then you take into consideration energy, 27%. Housing, they're saying, is up 4.4%. I don't know what they're talking about, because Nevada, it's up a lot more than 4%. Food, 7%? I don't think so. In fact, it's interesting, because when you talk about the rising prices, first of all, and this is out of January 31st, Wall Street Journal, prescription drug list prices rise 6.6%. Restaurants are trimming the value menus. This is, again, Monday, the 31st of January. So what you're starting to see here is the trickle-down economics. We're all getting impacted by inflation. When you go to a restaurant now, going out to eat becomes very expensive. Worse yet, bringing food home to cook it is becoming very expensive. Chopped meat is through the roof. So is bacon, pork. I mean, it's only the beginning. By the way, I don't know if you realize this right now. California, a lot of insurers are pulling off homeowner policy offerings in California. Okay? And that was Thursday, the 20th of January. Why? Because of all the fires. I mean, it's getting worse. The tree huggers in California are really in for it, because if you lose a home and you can't be insured, you're in trouble. Car insurers are rushing to raise premiums. This was also in the Wall Street Journal. This was yesterday. Death payments hurt insurers' profits. Obviously, life insurance last year, we had a lot of people dying, more than usual. Younger deaths. It's interesting stuff. Okay? I mean, this is what's going on. So the Biden administration, with a 40-year high and rising, and if we are in a situation where we could possibly be on the brink of getting involved with a war, what do you think is going to happen with the recession? You can't defend this guy. And anybody that wants to sit there and say, talk about the lies that were coming out of Washington under Trump, the nation was a hell of a lot safer. You weren't seeing Putin move in to the Ukraine. Or the Chinese talking about taking over Taiwan. The Iranians were pretty well silent. North Korea wasn't doing the shoot. They weren't practicing with their missiles. And so on. I mean, sorry, but the truth is the truth. Now, you want to sit there and say, oh, well, Trump with his Twitter. You know what? This goes to show you how dumb the Democrats are. Why would you take him off of Twitter? 702-866-6700. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll take your calls at 702-866-6700. I'm Pat Casale. This is Live and Local now.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
The NFL announced its yearly awards on Thursday. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers earned his fourth MVP award and his second in a row. Rams wide receiver Cooper Kupp, the offensive player of the year. He was just the fourth player in the Super Bowl era to win the triple crown of receiving, leading in catches, yards, and touchdowns. Steelers outside linebacker T.J. Watt named the defensive player of the year after tying the league's single-season sack record. Bengals receiver Ja'Marr Chase named the offensive rookie of the year. Cowboys linebacker Micah Parsons named the defensive rookie of the year. The comeback player of the year award goes to Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. The coach of the year is Mike Vrabel of the Titans. The Walter Payton man of the year, Andrew Whitworth of the Rams. It'll be the Bengals and the Rams this Sunday in Super Bowl 56 at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific kickoff.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
Is this for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil drizzle.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 12:31, as we check things out on area freeways right now, there is a crash to look out for in the left lane, Interstate 15 southbound. That's after Cactus. Also expect some moderate flows there on the Beltway, 215. Not too bad. You're averaging about 60 miles per hour through there, westbound at Gillespie. But major delays on Interstate 515 through that bridge reconstruction project downtown. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. That project is going to be there throughout the course of 2022. So give yourself some extra time. There's only two lanes available through there. That also is causing some backups on that transition ramp. Those merging from Interstate 15 North over to 515 East.
I'm Joey Gilbert. When you elect me as your governor, our children's rights and needs will always come first. I homeschool my 11-year-old daughter, not just because our educational system is broken, but because it has been systematically destroyed. Nevada schools are ranked 51st in the nation. We're ranked below Puerto Rico, and there's a lot more to fix than CRT, though that racially divisive agenda will be out on day one. Rest assured, no one will be masking or testing our children or forcing them to get the Fauci ouchie. Parents will be in charge of their children's education and all medical decisions. Teachers' unions will either step up or we'll decertify them and get them out. We have a huge child trafficking problem. A hotline will be set up and rewards will be issued to citizens who help us put these animals down. When I'm governor, children will see the return of their God-given rights to be kids once more. Nevada can't afford more of the same. Elect me, Joey Gilbert, and together we'll make Nevada the freest state west of Florida. Go to gilbertforgovernor.com to learn more, and may God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're back. Another segment. My name is Pat Gasell. The number is 702-866-6700. Live and local now. For Kevin Wall, it's Pat Gasell. We go to Carl. Hello, Carl. I haven't talked to you in about, 12 hours?
Yeah, Pat. I talked to you yesterday. It's, again, about the what's going on in Canada. I mentioned it before, and I want to mention it again.
Go ahead.
$380 million a day of Canadian money is being lost for parts going into Detroit. They're closing factories up, Ford, Chrysler, GM.
And why would the Canadian truckers do this? What's their purpose? What's their end game?
How many, less than 8% of the Canadian truckers are doing this. It's approximately 7 to 8%. It's even that.
So blocking the bridge. And 90% of these individuals have been vaccinated, so it's not about the vax. But I think you're calling out a bigger picture here about being free, being able to be in, have the ability to do your.
It's only about 50 truckers, 50 to 75 truckers.
Only you think it's you're saying it's only 50 to 75. I think it's a little bit bigger than that. And what
maybe
about
100,
and how come? I want to ask you, as I've seen all the signs, can you explain to me how Trudeau has the audacity to say he saw swastikas and he saw
I know.
I mean, he's a liar. And guess what? His own party's going against him. They're going to change things around in Canada right now. Apparently, Otto was about to say, we're going to open up again.
Can I clear up one thing?
Sure.
I talked to you yesterday,
yes.
And you got some of your characters who called you. One called me Communist Carl. Well, number one, I bet none of these patriots, so I'm probably more of a patriot than any of them. I served this country from 64 to 67 before I went to medical school in the Coast Guard. I was a junior officer and ensign in the stopping fast boats,
Carl,
which were bringing drugs into this country.
I want to ask you a question, Carl.
Hold on,
Carl. Hear me out.
Yeah.
When you call any show I've ever done, do I ever shut you down? Don't let you talk? No. You know why?
No.
Because I believe that I enjoy our dialogue. Even if we don't always agree,
yeah.
I enjoy the dialogue.
Well,
do you think I take everybody's
capitalist?
The hell would everybody else think? Screw
not
that.
They don't,
Carl. These people like to talk because they got mouths. Don't worry about it. I mean, if you listen to my, if you listen to the people who called me later in the show, they were saying you shouldn't let him speak. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
I know you're a smart man. I'm defending you
in that respect. Let me ask you one quick question.
Sure.
Okay. I know you're a very smart man. Let me ask you one quick question. See how bright you are. These three words, defense, defeat, and detail, quickly use them in a sentence. Can you do that?
Defense, detail,
defense, defeat, and detail.
Our defense. Go ahead.
The cow jumped over defense. Defeat before detail.
Very funny. That's okay. I got it. I was going to actually use something to the effect of more of a sports acronym, but that was good.
You need a little humor. You need a little humor, but some of these mentally ill people who call you sometimes, who think that they're the biggest patriots in the world, and they're probably scared. They'd be scared to death in any kind of action or any kind of army type situation.
Have a good evening. I'm sure we'll talk tomorrow. Take care of yourself, Carl. 702-866-6700 is the phone number. We have Travis. Hello, Travis.
We're going to defeat Joe Gleason Biden. We're going to defeat Steve Sisso. Gleason Lack and elect John Gleason Lee.
Are you still there? We're going to use. He's going to elect John Lee, but he had. What's this with the bleeping?
I don't know.
Hey, listen. I was a part of the debate the other day out at Dragon Ridge. I was the MC, and I will sit here and say John Lee was a gentleman, and he said, and what he said was true. The six people that were sitting up there by the dais to debate each other, any one of those individuals is far superior than Steve Sisolak. And I sit here and tell you, this could be a very interesting year, and provided we don't decide to bring back higher taxes, things are going to get a whole lot better fast. And I will sit here and tell you, as a citizen of Nevada, that the time has come for us to make these positive changes. So, and we have a guy here I know is wants to implore with the Americans to make these positive changes, is my good friend Frank. Hello, Frank. How are you?
You got me, Pat?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, Clinical Carl, he liked the party he represents. He has issues with facts. One, Adolf Hitler took Germany with less than 20%. Hey, Carl, what's freedom worth to you? You want to quibble about 9%? You want to put a price on it? Now, I've learned my whole life, and doing guard duty on free, I watch people risk their lives to get over, through, around, under that wall in Berlin. Did they tell you it's 1 out of 100? It was 1 out of 1,000 that made it, Carl. Now, my whole life, freedom has demanded and commanded the highest price. Jefferson said after writing the Constitution, we're going to have to grab our muskets every 20 years, Carl. I don't think we'd have a country right now if you were back in the colonial days, Carl. But, you know, that's just my feeling. Yes, I will be talking to Pat tomorrow. The big one, Pat. This illegitimate, infirm, and any of you don't know infirm, it is a very strong medical word, and you wouldn't believe the education in the medical field. How many RNs, LPNs, and administrators do not know this word infirm and try to use a paper dictionary, because our government, as Orwell predicted, is redefining words, and Webster's is on board with that. You don't want a dictionary older than 2019. Mark my words on this, Pat. Dictionaries are going to become a high-dollar item that are older. The big thing this illegitimate, infirm, treasonous one did you hear? He called Trudeau and said, he basically said, use the military, without pointing out military. Use every federal entity available to you. He also threatened the American people with jets and nuclear bombs.
Well, need I say more, Pat, about you know what's ironic? In France, they have their own freedom convoy protesting against COVID mandates making its way towards Paris. I mean, the world is waking up, and you know what's funny? People are sick and tired of the government saying, we're better than you. We're going to tell you how to eat, sleep, and drink. People are tired of it. And I tell you right now, I've been following this Canadian issue with the truckers, and I think I support the truckers. I've watched what the law enforcement is doing. I'm watching. Let me just say this, Frank. I agree with you. This whole thing is crazy. And what they're trying to do with the fact that our president and his administration want to disperse crack pipes tells you how bad they want people to be stupefied and without the ability to function as human beings.
Well, my mom told me when I started getting into the falling in love with the founding fathers. By the way, we wouldn't have had a country with just the founding fathers. I didn't find out until 6 years ago, Hitler was Catholic. Ergo Spelunker. Spelunker is German for spider web. There's no such thing as Mexican or South American beer. Those were all the Nazis and the SS we smuggled, the Catholic Church and the Pope smuggled into South America. I mean, I'm happy about the beer. I love beer, Pat, and I love German beer. I love beer. I love good beer, and that's the only good highlight about what they did from the borderline in Mexico down to Peru. I lost my train of thought. Carl really got under my skin. Hey, listen, I'm looking forward to talking to you tomorrow. I know you're going to knock it out of the park for the rest of Kevin's show. You take it easy, buddy.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much. We have Adam on deck. Hello, Adam. How are you?
Hey, Pat. How are you today?
Really good. How's my friend from Canada?
Well, your friend from Canada was listening to your show, and I had to correct a couple comments that your earlier caller made about the trucker convoy. It is significantly more than 40 or 50 or 60 trucks and 8% of the truckers. There's hundreds, if not thousands. There was hundreds of thousands of people. I'd say at least 100,000 people from the shot I saw at the Parliament in Canada, in Ottawa. And the thing that I think everyone needs to know, this is far beyond the truckers. This is an issue that Canadians are standing together because they want this to end. They need this to end. They're tired of the same things you're talking about, being forced to vaccinate, which, you know, 90% of Canadians did vaccinate. I vaccinated, but I'm more of a pro-choice. If you don't want to be vaccinated, we've had this conversation. All the power to you. You have the choice. But the one thing I'll give Trudeau credit for, he's done one incredible job. He's brought the Canadian people closer together. They're uniting against this. I've really never been so proud of being a Canadian as I am right now because, you know, we're the peaceful people of the world. We're the say thank you and don't ruffle any feathers. We're ruffling feathers right now. And you know what? Other countries are taking notice. You know, I love watching Fox News. You know, half hour of every show that's on at night, they're talking about the Canadians and the great job they're doing. You know, the other countries, New Zealand, Australia, different countries in Europe, the Americans, they're following suit of what the Canadians are doing. And, you know, as I mentioned to you earlier today, it looks like all the vaccine mandates about showing your passports are all going to end this week, are all going to end on Monday.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
But you know what's interesting is how the left-wing media wants to portray this as an insurrection, and this has been the most peaceful display of a protest that I can imagine. I mean, this has been unbelievable, Adam.
You know, if you look on the news, Pat, it's not the truckers. There's tons of truckers there. It's women. It's children. It's students that are losing their, you know, their education. They're losing their graduations. That are losing all different types of things that they should be doing. Kids, the number of kids that are struggling with mental health issues right now, it's going through the roof. You know, my doctor's a very good friend of mine. He says, COVID's bad. COVID's for real. He says the mental health issues that are going to come from this are going to far surpass the COVID issues.
It's sad. Adam, I can't thank you enough for the call, man. You're awesome.
Have a great day, bud.
You too. And Adam lives in, is from Ontario. And that's firsthand knowledge from the Canadian side, from a Canadian. My name is Pat Casal, live and local now. We'll be right back after this short break.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint Smart Home Security System with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, for years, I was always wondering why the Republican Party didn't stand up and strike back. And I'm proud to say they're finally, their ground game is improved. After spending a week in Salt Lake City with the in the winter meetings with the RNC, I'm really inspired by what they're doing. Republicans are gaining ground in the Latino communities, in the black communities. I'm going to talk specifically about those two communities. The black community for many years is voted to the, has been left wing or left of center for whatever reason I can't understand. And it's kind of amazing because when you consider Martin Luther King was a Republican, you would think they would have followed his way. But that's neither here nor there. But when you look at the Latinos, they become a larger part of our population. It's time that we need to break into their that side of the party and talk to them and embrace them, engage them. But what's even more interesting is how the black community is starting to see things for what they really are. And if you want to understand where the black communities, how they're being misled by BLM and the left, recently, my friend Mac Miller, who's running for lieutenant governor, he's now in the process of suing Tick Sagerbloom. He had a radio show on another network, 88.1, and they shut him down because he was talking Republican values as well as Donald Trump. And they're saying to him, the IRS were going to go after him, et cetera, and so on. And I'm going to tell you right now, the censorship alone, I'm on Mac Miller's side. I mean, Mac Miller's suing of Sagerbloom comes over the fact that he was physically accosted at an event, but it's not strictly about being accosted that he's suing. And Mac Miller's a small guy. He ain't a big guy. It wouldn't take much to knock him down. But Miller's accused Tick Sagerbloom of slander and libel, citing an interview with a local television station the day following the confrontation where Sagerbloom said that Miller had punched somebody, which didn't happen. But the interesting thing here is, this is a free black man trying to take advantage of his First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, peaceful protesting, etc. And the left keeps trying to shut him down. What people aren't seeing right now in this administration is at every turn they are trying to prevent you from your actual God-given rights and the rights that were supported by our founding fathers back in 1776 in the Declaration of Independence. My name is Pat Casale. You're listening to Live and Local Now. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back after this.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.